Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. Our latest DVD and high-definition downloadable tutorial videos are Learning CCK and Learning Views, available now at store.lullabot.com.
So I'm Addison Berry, and I work for Lullabot, and I'm the documentation team lead for the Drupal project. Yeah, they announced on Wednesday at the end of Dries' keynote that I was awarded a Knight Drupal Initiative grant, which was a total surprise and really exciting news to find out. The cool thing about that is that the money is going to go basically to not just improving the Drupal documentation, but actually making it easier for people to help us create more documentation and refine what we have. And so a large part of the money is going to go towards funding sprints. It's going to cover travel expenses to fly people to specific sprints to cover specific issues and help code out specific tools that we may need. And then another chunk of the money is going to be spent on sending me to Drupal camps around the world and running documentation sprints and teaching other people how to do their own documentation sprints so that after I leave, they can continue to sort of expand that knowledge and get more people involved. And then the last part of the grant funding is going to cover, it's actually going to pay for 2 weeks of my time to actually write documentation and create materials for teaching people how to help with documentation. It sounds very meta, kind of weird, but basically I'm going to write documentation about how to write documentation and basically ease the path so that, because right now I think a lot of people feel like it's sort of this sort of ivory tower of you have to, you know, speak perfect English or you have to know how to write really well in order to be able to actually help write documentation. And there's way more involved than that, and that is a false barrier, and I want to make it really clear to people it's a false barrier because we need the whole community to help with this documentation, not just a few people. So I'm really excited that the Knight Foundation did this, because it would have been something I would have done anyway, but it would have been really, 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 really slow and hard for me to get momentum. And now I can really take momentum. The DrupalCon's been awesome. I've had tons of people coming up to me who are really excited and jazzed about docs, and I really want to capture this momentum and just keep running through with it for the year, so just really excited.
So it seems like you're trying to solve part of the paradox of having Drupal, which may not have perfect usability, maybe hard to use, and instead of just merely creating documentation for how to use something that's hard, you're trying to create something that's a little bit more sustainable for having sort of documentation be more distributed in a way.
Yeah, I mean, it's just generally, I think, with open source projects, it's easy for people to sort of feel like, I don't know, that there's, you know, these people that do that thing. But the only way that the community, the project, the code, the documentation, any of this stuff works is to become sort of a self-sustaining entity. I mean, everybody who's out there using something needs to kind of feed back into the system in order to make everything better and easier and so on. And I think greasing those rails and making it clear to people that your feedback is valuable. Your 5 minutes of work or your hour of work or your week of work is really valuable and will have an impact for other people and yourself as you sort of iterate through. And so, yeah, I really want to get a sort of, yeah, self-sustaining machinery going and make it really obvious and easy for people to jump into that machinery and not feel like they're excluded.
And so Drupal has a lot of documentation, but people may not always know where it is. And what if someone goes about trying to figure something out in Drupal and they can't search and find anything? What should they do? Where should they go to sort of like help contribute that there's more documentation for how to use Drupal?
That's a good question. Right now, actually, the avenues for doing that are not really clear, and that's part of what I want to be able to spend some time making clearer indications and signs and all those things for people to get to. I mean, typically, I mean, if you can't find something, the best thing is, even if you aren't sure what's going on, to just take notes yourself, just to capture it while you're doing it rather than waiting until later, because once you've done something and accomplished it, you're never going to write the documentation for it. So you just take notes while you go, even if it's just notes of frustration. And then once you have captured that, you can't figure out where that might go, you can go to the documentation issue queue on Drupal.org and just create an issue and say, I was trying to do this, I looked here for it, could not find it, but this is something, these are some notes I wrote up about what I was trying to do and some notes about how I ended up doing it. Basically, everybody in the entire community then can see that, work on that documentation, and say, you know, oh, well, that should be in this book here, or you know, maybe we can write this up and you can review it and see, does this make sense to you? But basically, you need to sort of start that conversation with the community. The main place we do that conversation in Drupal generally is in the issue queues. They're a little weird. It's a little scary for a lot of people to just head into the issue queues. Feels like a place maybe you shouldn't be, but that's where we have a lot of our conversations. And so part of what I want to do is sort of, yeah, ease that sort of bump in the road for a lot of people to begin having the conversation with Drupal.org in the community at large.
So in terms of your own personal motivation for being a part of the documentation team, it doesn't seem something that's particularly sexy in any way, except for your presentation here at DrupalCon was titled Documentation is Hot. So why is the documentation with Drupal hot, and what do you get out of it?
Yeah, not sexy. I'd like to make it more sexy. If anybody has ideas, let me know. But, I mean, by documentation is hot, I mean, really, it's within the last 6 months or so, we've really started to get a lot more momentum behind documentation, and we're doing a lot of really cool things. And so, from my perspective, it's hot because we're really doing a lot of things, and we are making things better. We're making it easier for Drupal to use. And it's, you know, it's sort of, I guess my main thing is, like, you know, the whole community aspect and sort of, like, rolling forward and getting people together and working as a team. I find that really exciting, just, like, personally, you know, and we're working on docs. It could be other things, but it's, like, getting a whole bunch of people together to put their heads together on particular issues and just working together rather than against each other or, you know, by each other and sort of passing by in the night. I like that. I mean, like, that's sort of what gets me jazzed when I get up and I'm like, I'm going to work on stuff. It's like, I'm not going to work on stuff and, ooh, look what I wrote. It's more like, I'm going to work on stuff and I'm going to talk to other people and we're going to come up with really cool ideas and make them happen. And that's just exciting to me. And so that's sort of what keeps me going, I think.
What are the immediate next steps for this grant, and where can people go to get more information and get involved?
Well, the grant itself, there's a proposal on the groups.drupal.org site where we actually did the initial proposal, has sort of the details of what that proposal was tonight. So if anybody wants to read on that, and I think it's at groups.drupal.org/night-drupal-initiative. It's the name of the group. And at this point, I need to sort of go through the, you know, initial funding bit and sort of get the money from the Knight Foundation and begin going. And actually, we already have some sprints planned already. And so I was sort of on tenterhooks about getting funded. But some cool Drupal shops did step up because I wasn't sure about funding. And they said that they would back me up if the Knight funding didn't come through. So I guess I should give a shout out to those companies. That was Lullabot, Development Seed, they did a lion's share of it, and Palantir and Acquia. Those four companies all came together and said, we'll cover the expenses. So I went ahead and started planning stuff. So we already have a small planning sprint planned in Toronto in the middle of March, and I will be going to Drupal Camp in Galway, Ireland, and running a documentation sprint there. And basically, at this point, I'm sort of trying to fill up my calendar with camps around the world and figure out where I can go, where it fits in my schedule. But yeah, if people have events that are going on, Drupal events that are going on, and would like me to come and run a documentation sprint, they should get in touch with me through my contact tab at Drupal.org and talk about it. And even if I can't physically attend, I really want to encourage them and I want to support them. And so I really want to talk to everybody and come up with ways that I can make myself available online and other documentation team members so that we can help answer questions and support things like that. So if a local user group wants to do a documentation sprint for an hour or two for their user meeting, I would love to hear from them and see what they're talking about, what they want to do, and see what I can do to help support them with that.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.